On a beautiful Saturday morning, it's Rosie on the house. You can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. It was funny, our 8 o'clock guests in our Farm Fresh, the Bolt family, they were asking if we ever take calls. And I said, you know, in 2001, when I joined the broadcast, people would call and they would sit there diligently on their landline and they would wait.
45 minutes to an hour, Romy.
And it wasn't because we were putting them off. We would just take that long with the call. And we've shortened how long we'll keep a call on the air so we can help more people. And with the email and technology, the follow-up we can do with each one of those calls afterwards, if need be, we can tailor all their needs there, and it just helps move callers along and keep things going. And I said, but it's really changed because people call from their cell phones. Nobody hardly has a landline. You waste all this time. Hello, can you hear me? That last caller was a perfect example.
She said that Bluetooth kept trying to take her over, and I relate to that. It's so aggravating. But she called. That was Miss Diane. She called to give Booth Built a shout out. She said she had heard us talk about them back in October. She gave him a call. She's a smart lady because she did this off season. She has a east-west facing home that's full of pavers all around. You know how hot that can get. So she wanted to kind of break that little heat island she had going on. They came out and they did a full cover patio in the back, did lattices front and back, and they also had to do some special work as far as adjusting the height of the patio cover. She was just so thrilled with the work that they did. Tom and Chris, the brothers that own it, were great, but also all the workers. And just, she just said she's so happy with their product. And I'm so happy for her because she has all nails the whole year to enjoy it.
Wonderful. Booth Built Patio Products, you can find them at rosieonthehouse.com along with all of our certified contractors. If you find a project that's over your head, you don't have time to do, or you just don't know how to do, you can find someone at rosieonthehouse.com. We work hard to find the quality contractors. You have to be in business 5 years. You have to be licensed, bondable, and insured. There was an article, I was so glad to see it, in the paper from this week of a contractor in the West Valley that they've issued an arrest warrant for, somebody that had been taking deposits and down payments for work that was done, or for work he never did. And this is what we've got to fix, though. One couple paid him almost $12,000 in advance.
Up front.
I can't imagine paying that much. I mean, here's what his fine would be if they get this guy arrested, because he's disappeared, and this is multiple people. So we could be looking at $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 that he's taken and left. If he gets contracting without a license, is a Class 1 misdemeanor in Arizona. First offense is punishable by a fine of $1,000. Second offense, a fine of $2,000. These people gave him $12,000, and
he may end up getting a slap on the wrist.
That does not match. You know, that's knowingly writing a bad check. Something else he was guilty of is a Class 1 misdemeanor, punishable by 6 months in jail, 3 years probation, and a $2,500 fine. $2,500 fine.
Writing a bad check? Isn't that a felony?
That's what I was saying.
Okay, all right.
But the worst he's going to get is 6 months in jail and a $2,500 fine.
Well, and the worst part is they won't get anything.
Yeah.
So. Pay attention. Let us help you.
There is nothing.
The look.
I won't say
face,
nothing, because the minute I say that, something will happen. I can't think of anything so critical that you can't wait to find the right person to get the job done right. You know? So if you are a licensed contractor in the state of Arizona and you've been in business 5 years, you can apply at rosieonthehouse.com. Our goal is to have, within a 20-mile radius, 3 contractors of whatever it is you're looking to get on, whether it's an electrician, a plumber, air conditioning, general contractor, give you 3 choices within a 20-mile radius. A lot of contractors travel a lot farther than that in cities like Phoenix and Tucson and even Yuma that go, to sustain a business out in the outskirts. You've got to be able to travel. Your traveling is nothing new to you. But the companies will have guys located over 100 miles left to right that live, so they can get you look, you know, just because a company's based in Central Phoenix doesn't mean they don't have a technician right next to you in Mesa. But we like to give you three options within a 20-mile radius because we all like options. And there's a lot of good people in Arizona, and we try and bring them all together here at RosieOnTheHouse.com every Saturday for storing holiday decor. I'm not a big proponent of waste, but I don't think that there's any reason to not recycle a string of lights that isn't working. I'm going to vent a string of lights that last 10 years. That drives me nuts. It seems like every year we've got strands where one bulb's blurred out, half of it's not working. You spend all this time with those little tiny lights trying to fix it and find it, and you waste all this time. I'm going to invent lights that last.
Are we giving away more million-dollar ideas or what?
Hey, if somebody can bring it to the market before I have time to figure it out, more power to them, and I'm going to be
and
your first customer. As long as it's made in America. So don't hang on to anything. That if you have to think about whether or not you should or shouldn't hang on to it, throw it out. That's going to reduce the amount of clutter in our home, the amount of weight we're putting in the attic, and the overall cleanliness of our living environment. A big portion of our quality of life is our cleanliness and organization in the home. Kids are an exception to that. There's a certain amount you have to be willing to accept as a parent.